Rowan Radio on demand. On demand. Download more podcasts at wgls.rowan.edu. The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
And now, Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM, proudly presents Your Health Matters. Your Health Matters is a weekly program that features interviews with local and national physicians about relevant health issues. This program is intended for general information purposes only. It is not a substitute for medical care. Please discuss this information and any questions with your family physician. And now, here's your host, Dr. Craig Wax.
Welcome to Your Health Matters. I'm your host, local family physician, Dr. Craig Wax, talking about natural approaches to seasonal allergies and sinusitis relief. Our special guest today is a pulmonary critical care physician named Dr. Ketan Mehta, who is in private practice in California and also runs the NeoMed pharmaceutical business. Welcome to our show, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure indeed. Thanks for taking time out from your ultra-busy schedule to be with us today. Before we start talking about natural approaches to seasonal allergies and sinusitis, can you tell us a little bit about your background and training and what made this idea relevant to you?
I grew up in Mumbai, India, and went to one of the best colleges in India to get medical training. I trained at GS Medical College in King Edward VII Memorial Hospital. In those days, medicine was still not fully developed in India, what it is today, especially in the big cities. I always looked at USA or America as a dream place where you have one of the best medical system in those days, and today, USA, I think, has one of the finest medical system available. I fulfilled my dream. I landed in USA in year 1981 and went to Wayne State University Medical Center, Detroit, Michigan, and completed my training in internal medicine, followed by pulmonary medicine, that is same as respiratory medicine, followed by critical care medicine, and got myself board certified in all three boards. I enjoyed seeing California in those days and decided to move to California. So in year 1987, I landed in Santa Rosa, California, which is in the wine country north of Golden Gate Bridge by about 50 miles, and established my medical practice at one of the finest medical center here called Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital and Sutter Medical Center, and have continued to practice at this hospital until as recently as past week. I decided that in addition to my traditional work of medicine practice, that is in pulmonary and critical care medicine, let me see what more I can do. In year 1993, I had developed a lot of sinus symptoms, and I had actually suffered sinus symptoms on on and off basis since childhood. The endoscopic sinus surgery started developing in late 80s and early 90s, and I ended up getting a sinus surgery by Dr. David Quinnell, who was a local ENT surgeon. He did a very fine job, and he advised me to carry out nasal irrigation, and it was a very crude method. And I thought about this procedure because it was so effective, and see what I can do. And at that point, I started thinking about creating a product that is safe, affordable, effective, and that's how I ended up with NeoMed Sinus Rinse System in year 2000.
Wow! So it was 2000 when you brought the company to be. So that's a very interesting personal story, Dr. Mehta, how not only had you thought about America as a great place to train and to take further training, in critical and pulmonary medicine, but also you looked at it as a mecca of a place to learn and potentially to practice. And then moving here, you suffered sinus symptoms, as a lot of us do. The radio station happens to be in southern New Jersey, and the Delaware River Valley, or as they call it, the Delaware Valley here, is famous for seasonal allergies and pollens of every size, type, and color. A lot of times, especially in the spring, you'll go out to your car, and if it's darkly colored or lightly colored, you'll notice it's covered with lovely, lovely green-yellow pollen that gets on your fingers and your eyes and causes symptoms and things. So after the next break, I'd like to talk about the development of saline sinus washes through the ages all the way through to today. So join us in just a few minutes, right back here on Your Health Matters, here on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM. Welcome back to Your Health Matters. I'm your host, local family physician, Dr. Craig Wax. We have the privilege of talking to Dr. Ketan Mehta, who is a pulmonary and critical care physician who has practiced in sunny California since 1987 time frame. And since that time, over the last 10 or 15 years, has eclectically put together a potential for relief for sinus allergies and sinusitis. And it's interesting to hear the history. So I wanted to find out, Dr. Mehta, if you could tell us a little bit about sinus washing techniques with the neti pot, as some of us have heard of and even used potentially, as it developed over in India.
I think it's a very exciting topic. Nasal irrigation or nasal wash has been practiced in yogic practice in India and also in ancient China for thousands of years. Nasal washing was considered as an important thing to take care of nasal hygiene. I'm sure that some of the yogis may have found it to be very effective, and in view of that, they continued preaching their disciples. Somehow, when I was growing up, except for a few yoga centers, nasal washing was not even heard of. And in fact, in my medical school training or working in the ear, nose, and throat department, nobody ever talked about nasal irrigation. If one had severe sinusitis, at times surgical procedures were done where puncture was made under local anesthesia in the sinus cavity, and irrigation was done to drain the pus out. That was as much as I had heard about washing out sinuses. I continued to suffer from nasal symptoms on and off basis, and they were a combination of both allergies as well as chronic rhinosinusitis. Periodically, one will get symptoms of fever, tiredness, nasal congestion, post-nasal drip. You take the antibiotics, take some treatment, at times you take corticosteroid therapy, feel improvement, and again back to usual life, but symptoms will just keep coming on and on. And that happens to thousands of people. In fact, not only thousands, it happens to millions of people in USA and worldwide. In year 1993, due to improvement in the technology of fiber optics and television, technology with high-definition monitor screens, endoscopic sinus surgery became very popular. I had my endoscopic sinus surgery, and following surgery, I was advised to carry out nasal washes. I was told to take a coffee mug, put warm water, put half teaspoon salt, and pinch of baking soda. Whenever I did irrigation, it was effective, but at times it would burn, at times it will feel there's some unpleasant sensation. However, at the end, the outcome was very good. So I thought, what I can do to make it safe, affordable, effective, and make it as simple as daily hygiene. When we wash our hands, when we brush our teeth, we don't have any panic, and we just do it as a reflex. So I wanted to make the system as simple as that. I talked to my office staff They thought it seems like a great idea. However, I pondered on the idea from 1993 until year 2000. In January 2000, I thought, let me go ahead and give it a try, and created one room out of my office as this area where one can create the nasal irrigation system company. And the whole principle behind nasal irrigation was that when we get exposed to allergens, when we inhale dust, when we inhale pollens, all this stay in the nose because nose is the mucus, and all these particles which are undesirable, they stick to the nasal mucosa. In turn, they create irritation, inflammation, which subsequently leads to more mucus production, post-nasal drip, stuffiness, pain, and at times it leads to secondary infection, where one may end up with an infection due to inflamed nasal passages and blocked sinus openings because now sinuses cannot drain out. So on that foundation, I decided to start the company, worked in the laboratory, and tried making a perfect pH balanced or buffered solution, made it isotonic so it is more physiologic and will not create any burning or stinging. And I thought the best temperature would be like a body temperature, a solution, so that your body does not feel it as hot water or cold water inside the nose. For delivery, coffee mug or taking salt water in the palm of the hand and sniffing in, or having an intravenous solution saline bag, put it up on the ceiling and drip it down your nose, was not very effective. Neti pots were available from ancient India, and I could have perhaps used that. However, at that time I thought that for neti pot, it is a gravitational force because you simply put neti pot nozzle up into the nostril and lean sideways and drip it gradually and fill up your nasal passage till the solution comes out of the other side. So I thought a mechanical device like a squeeze bottle will be a great idea. I designed a special cap and put the tube so solution can come up from the bottom of the bottle all the way through the nozzle and you can instill into your nasal passage. The device was very simple. It did not take a whole lot of time. But putting together the device, the perfect aperture for the device, so flow is great, perfect tube, and making perfect mixture, so one has really enjoyable experience in carrying out nasal experience. And we wanted to make it effective that after nasal irrigation, one should feel some symptomatic improvement. And at that point, system was quite good in my opinion, and on May 1st, 2000, we launched the NeelMed Sinus Rinse Squeeze Bottle System. Talked to the doctors such as ENT specialists, allergists, as well as some general practitioners, and people started liking. However, as we know, that one needs to put science behind any invention or any or the foundation for that particular product will not last long. We talked to several hundred doctors nationwide and started talking to the doctors. They showed tremendous interest. They started loving the product and they started doing medical publications and they started studying product for acute allergic rhinitis or chronic nasal and sinus inflammation, infections, symptoms like post-nasal drip. And today, on PubMed, which is a government-owned site, one can find over 500 to 1,000 publications on use of saline and how safe, simple, affordable, and immediately effective it is. And basically on that foundation, we continued to grow NeelMed, not only in USA, but throughout the world. And we have market presence in several countries throughout the world.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Mehta, that you did a few things. One is you reintroduced your version of the neti pot. You also have a sinus wash tool that uses a higher volume of saline water for the wash, which is an interesting concept. The other thing is you had mentioned in your mix of salt to make the saline and baking soda that it's pH balanced as well as being isotonic, that is to say it's the same as your body fluids are, and if it's served at the same temperature, used at the same temperature, that you don't have any burning, stinging, pain, or anything like that. Whereas a lot of us, when we were young, when we're learning to swim at 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, we got some water up our nose from the pool with chlorine and other chemicals in it and had a terrible experience.
Correct. Very true.
So you've made those changes and therefore brought that to the product, and the sinus wash tools that are out there, including yours, are natural approaches to wash pollens out of the nose and the nasal mucosa, that is to say the sensitive tissues in the nose, as well as ways to rinse away infectious material and white blood cells, bacteria, viri, and things like that as well. So it's a very interesting and novel approach to a very old problem. So we should talk about this a little bit more right after this break. We'll be back with more of your Health Matters here on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM. Welcome back to Your Health Matters. I'm your host, local family physician, Dr. Craig Wax, talking about a natural approach to seasonal allergies and sinusitis management and prevention, specifically nasal washing with saline. And our special guest today, who has been a pioneer in the field, is Dr. Ketan Mehta, who is a physician that practices pulmonary medicine critical care and also runs NeelMed, one of the largest manufacturers of nasal sinus wash devices in the world. Welcome back, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you, Dr. Banks.
My pleasure. So before the break, you were telling us about the benefits and the history from thousands of years ago in India and China, flashing forward to the late 90s, developing the product and working on ways of delivering saline and balancing the saline so it was comfortable and effective for the patient to use in a self-directed way, either once a day or twice a day. Certainly, it wouldn't be harmful to use multiple times, correct?
Absolutely.
I see. So tell us a little bit about what the future holds for natural approaches for seasonal allergies and sinusitis symptom management, as well as unique ways of introducing nasal washing.
It's a very interesting topic, and I know we have the limited time, but nasal irrigation is going to stay very popular because it is all natural, and it is relatively very, very safe. With any procedure, any natural thing, there can always be some kind of minimal risk involved, however it is very minuscule. We have done support to our product with science as a great backup. So as I mentioned earlier, a lot of research has been done. But I would like to tell quickly that for the nasal symptoms to develop, first you have exposure to irritants, allergens, or bacteria or viruses. That turns into inflammation, more mucus production, more congestion, post-nasal drip, maybe fever, headache, facial pressure, sinus symptoms, pressure behind the eyes, pressure on the face, feeling tired, not sleeping well, snoring, and various other symptoms. What we believe that when you take corticosteroid sprays, it is after the attack has taken place, you're trying to reduce the inflammation to control this. When you take the antihistamine, you're not removing the primary agent that is creating the problem. You are basically definitely helping by use of antihistamine agents, but you are stopping that reaction. But our goal is to do either daily nasal rinse or hygiene therapy, or do it as needed and prevent that antigen-antibody reaction in the nasal passage and just get that clean nose feeling, no congestion nose feeling, and basically breathe well. And also when you have excessive mucus in the nasal passage, by gently flushing it out, you feel such a great relief. Because when you take antibiotics, antihistamines, corticosteroid, you may not feel the relief immediately. But in lots and lots of cases where you have chunks of mucus sitting in your nasal and sinus passages, and when you do the rinsing, it basically cleans out. So having said the previous background and what is available today, we foresee that nasal irrigation will remain an important part, and it will remain the first line of treatment for various nasal and sinus symptoms which are related to irritants, allergens, and infections. It is not the ultimate treatment for infections, so one has to be very careful that this is an adjunct to your other therapy, and we always recommend, please get appropriate consultation from your doctor. You can always do the nasal irrigation, but do not ignore getting appropriate medical advices. Also, it is extremely important to use a good quality water. And as we mentioned in our brochures from day one in year 2000, use previously boiled water, distilled water, or water that has gone through 0.2 micron filter. So basically, you're looking for a bacteria-free or any kind of infectious organism kind of free water. This way, you can do safe nasal irrigation. And what I had written in year 2000, similar things are written today on FDA website. In fact, what my writing was in year 2000 is seen on the FDA website as far as how to use safe water for nasal irrigation. And I think that I'm open to any other questions you may have at this point.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Mehta. I wish we had more time. You've been a very interesting guest on a very important topic. Thank you very much. I appreciate you spending your time with us talking about natural approaches to seasonal allergies and sinusitis, both symptoms and causes, and nasal washing through the ages, and a current system that works well, is inexpensive, and is easy to use. Thank you again.
You're welcome. And I would like to mention one thing, that it is pregnancy safe, as well as small children can also use it. And a new article just came out today where a lot of children's sinus surgeries were avoided by using nasal irrigation on a regular basis. So I thought I should add that. I just got it today, so I'm so excited about it.
Very good, as are we. Thank you very much. For this and more information on health, you can go to health@healthisnumberone. That's our email address. The website is healthisnumberone.com, spelled all out in words. That'll wrap it up for another edition of Your Health Matters here on Rowan Radio. Next week, we'll be back with another groundbreaking guest on another thoroughly important topic right here on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.
You've been listening to Your Health Matters with your host, Dr. Craig Wax. This program is intended for general information purposes only. It is not a substitute for medical care. Please discuss this information and any questions with your family physician. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. for another edition of Your Health Matters on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.